the first questions that I have here is, when I start sending metta to a particular respected person, a sudden surge of emotions come over me. My tears flow freely. What should I do? Do I continue to send metta to that particular person or shift to another one?
Please
enlighten me, Sahalit. Sadhu.
Continue to do. Just temporary only. Maybe first time you do. Second time you won't have the same emotion. So continue to do, but no. Sometimes the tear come from joy one. The joy, you know, which when you practice metta, you will have joy and happiness. So it comes from joy. So you just know the tears coming, then continue to do. Next time when you choose the same person, the emotion will become less. Then the third time you do, it will become less and less. Okay? It will not happen all the time. For the first time, it's fine, it's okay.
Hello. 这位贤友是问，当他开始播送慈心给他所尊敬的人的时候，一位他所尊敬的人，他发现他的情绪有所波动，就是眼泪也想流下来，他是问师父是不是要继续播送慈心 给这位尊敬的人，还是应该转换那个对象？师父说，我们应该继续，应该继续播送慈心给这个受尊敬的人，因为这个情绪波动是正常的，然后他也有可能是那个眼泪，可能是那个法喜。 那个喜悦导致想要流眼泪，然后当我们持续练习的时候，这个情绪的波动会慢慢的减少，它不是每一次都是如此，所以应该持续的这个休息，对这个人休息这个慈心。
第二个问题 ，Sally，You have any？
沙利你好，我尝试读了你写的一些书，但不是很明白。想问这些佛理佛法是您透过读佛经就理解的吗？还是通过禅修禅定才能明白的？又或者是通过两种方法才可以？
两种方法都有，比如说观无常，我最擅长的教法就是观无常、观生灭，就是观心。在以前呢，我读那个经典的时候，我读了十多年了，也不知道怎么观，因为老师没有教这个方法嘛，所以十多年了，老师看佛陀讲，一切行法都是无常的，一切行法都是苦的，一切行法都是无我的 ，OK， 怎么观？我也知道，佛陀听了这个，我们出家人这种东西，我们听了已经每一天都听，一切行法都是无常的，一切感受都是无常的，一切心念都是无常的，那告诉我怎么观？只是理论罢了，我不能解脱的，后来。 可能只会通了吧，然后听了这么多年，就研究，到底怎么观的，慢慢的把这个理论呢，从自己的修行那边实践出来，实践出来过后，原来是这样观，但是这是我个人的体验嘛，那我就跟大众分享，如果大众也做得到的话，那表示这是对的，这是可以实践的，所以我就开始教，很多人都。 跟着这个方法，然后慢慢的他就看到了无常，看到了生灭，刚开始是比较粗劣的，慢慢的就变成比较快、迅速的无常。那当你如实体验到佛陀的教法，如实体验到佛陀的经典过后呢，一切经典都变成很容易明白的。 什么经典你读起来都是很容易明白，因为已经融会贯通了啊。所以呢，很多人呢，后来呢，我就很注重要求学生要读经典，尼迦亚啊，相应部、长部、中部等等。但是很多人说不喜欢读，我就不明白为什么他们不喜欢读啊。后来我才知道，因为他们读的时候是用理论来了解，所以读了你就会觉得很 boring， 然后又不懂怎么修啊。我读了我就觉得很有趣，因为我们的实践已经可以彻底了解佛陀讲的经了，所以我们就很喜欢读啊。所以当你读一个经典你看不懂的话，就是因为你还没有实践到啊。那你看得懂的话，就是你已经到了那个 level 了。所以我教的东西呢，一般上都是我自己实践出来。当然以前的老师，我也从以前的老师吸取经验啊，到最后呢是经典给我最大的给我最大的启发。所以我一直强调回归经典，就是这样。嗯，做我的翻译啊，不容易哈，又要讲英文，又要讲华语，他是我最好的翻译了啊。没有他的话，我只是办一个语言罢了。有他，我就可以办两个语言。嗯。
Okay. Yogi asks. I try to read your book, but I can't really understand the content.I would like to ask Sally, do you understand the Sutta through the theory or the Dharma in the Sutta or through the meditations or cultivation? Then only you can understand the content of the Sutta. Or you use both methods. Sally's answer is...Both reading the sutta, practice and meditate. And Sally said she has a deep experience or a deep understanding on watching the impermanence arising and passing away.These two methods, when 10 years ago, when Sally read the Sutta by herself, she really can't understand what is all phenomena is impermanent, all feeling, all arising and passing away are impermanent. She can't really understand, but it's true. Slowly when she practiced according to the Sutta, and she then understand what is the teaching in the sutta when she practice it, and she really experienced the same the theory that as described in the sutta. She become when she note the impermanence, the rising and passing away, the experience become faster and faster when she can understand that better and better. So with that experience also, when she go back to read the sutta, that make her she actually is easier for her to understand what Buddha tried to say in the sutta. A lot of people they have difficulty to read the sutta.Or understand the sutta, a lot of time is because they have not practiced according to the sutta, so they do not have experience, so they can't really understand and they feel boring, they don't feel the sutta is interesting for them to read. But to Sally, because she has practiced, she has experienced the dharma by herself, so that makes her when she read the sutta, she found the content is really in accordance to what she experienced through her practice. And of course, the teaching of a few teachers to Sali also helps her understanding on the Dharma. So, but Sali think the most important is to go back to the Sutta. We should understand the Sutta, and because Sutta to her is the most inspiring teaching to herself.
Einstein, okay. 很多学生呢, 他 attend 过我的 retreat and 那个 course, 我们 AVMC 有很多 course, beginners course, intermediate course, 还有高级班, 还有阿毗达摩班, 我们有这个四个班, 但是都是中文的啦, 如果你们有兴趣可以参加, 然后呢, 很多人, 他 attend 过我的, 听了很多我的 talk 过后呢, 他就觉得我的 talk 呢很容易明白，他可以把很深的东西讲到很明白，给学生明白，这是很多人给我的 feedback 了。那后来呢，我就听过 Einstein 讲过一句话，他说 ，If you really understand the subject, you can make it very simple. 爱因斯坦 讲过一句话说，如果你真的很了解一个你要讨论的主题。 你真的是融会贯通，你真的是了解的话呢，你就很容易的就可以把它讲出来，就是很你觉得不用什么很词汇啊，不用什么，你就很简单的、很浅白的，你就可以讲出来，让人家明白了。所以它重点是什么呢？你真正了解一个主题，你就可以 make it very simple， 你就可以很容易的讲出来。 当我听到他这么讲的时候，我是非常非常高兴的，因为什么学生讲，我可以把很深的法讲得很简单，因为我了解，因为我了解我要讲的东西，因为我了解那个主题，那是我的修行来的。包括很多学生问我，为什么你讲经不用看书大的，不用看的那一站起来就啪啪啪啪，我说看反而让我慢下来，啊，这是我的经验嘛。 我的经验我还要看什么东西<笑>啊，就是这个原因啊，所以当如果你听一个讲经者讲完了，你听到blur blur听不清楚，有时有两个原因，一个是你的水准可能还不到，另外一个呢，讲者呢自己也blur，他对他要讲的主题呢，他没有掌握得很好，所以他不能够用很浅白的语言表达出来。 是他讲者自己火候不够啊！如果是很简单的东西，我相信每个人都听得懂的。嗯，这样讲我也是好像自己称赞自己哈。<笑>
OK。Sally said in AVMC we have organized quite a number of courses according to different level. From basic Dharma until Abhidharma teaching. And a lot of students feedback to Sali that her talk is very easy to understand. Sali can make the very deep Dharma, very difficult to understand Dharma. And when she presented the Dharma, when she teaches the Dharma, it's very easy for the student to understand. So Sali said she's quite agree with what Einstein said before. If Einstein said, if you really understand the subject, you will make it simple and teach it in a simple way. So when you make it simple and make, you know, when you really understand the subject, it's easier, it will be very easy for you to express it and make people understand. So Sali can agree more with the saying of Einstein, and she's very happy when she learned this, when she heard this from Einstein, because She really has the same experience because she understands the teaching through her own practice and experience. So a lot of time when she teach, she does not need to refer to the books or to the sutta again. She just teach according to her own experience. So, and Saleh said, a lot of time when we don't understand a teacher's teaching, there could be two reasons. The first one is our level is not there. You know, we have not practiced to that level, so we can't really understand the teaching of the teacher. And the other reason could be, you know, the teacher himself or herself do not understand the content of what she's trying to teach. So that's why the listener don't really understand.
Okay. Any other question? So for tomorrow, if you feel shy to ask, you can write down and pass to Brother Fu. Brother Fu will read for you.
You can put in the box there. So I think tomorrow still got another question and answer, right?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. No question. I'm so shocked you don't have question.
Friday, just now you say that there are some sutta, the Nikaya. Which Nikaya is recommend for beginner to learn from the source, the sutta itself?
Okay.
Because it's a few kind of Nikaya.
Yeah. Okay. So if you for beginners, Kutaka Nikaya, Numerika, Anguttara Nikaya, sorry. Anguttara Nikaya is most easy to read. According to number one is what, number two is what. It's very easy to read and not boring at all. But for meditation practice, Samyutta Nikaya is the most, all my meditation is based on Samyutta Nikaya. And for a little bit profound, then Majjhima Nikaya. Certain topic from Majjhima Nikaya is very profound. Then Dikha Nikaya is very long discourse. So you can choose like Satipatthana Sutta, Mahaparinibbana Sutta, those story one, that is easy to read. But you can start with Anguttara Nikaya first. Zhengzhibu. Or if you want, you can read my book first before you go to Sutta. Because most of my book is based on one Sutta, then I explain. Or what I write, I will quote different Sutta. Let's say one book, inside got many quotations from different Sutta. Then based on the quotation from that Sutta, you can read that Sutta. Then you got one more easy to understand. For you to read Sutta yourself, you will find difficult to understand. But after teacher's explanation, that Sutta become much more easy for you to read.
这位同修是问，刚才师父提到很多这个经典，那初学者应该读哪一些经典？那师父是说可以从这个正知部开始读，它是以这个数目来分那个法类，从一到十一，应该就比较容易明白。那假如我们要了解这个禅修的方法， 沙利是建议这个相应部，相沙利大部分的这个禅修方法是从相应部里面了解到的。那要更深的话，就是去读这个中部。那还有一个就是长部，长部是非常长的，它的篇幅是比较长的。那沙利是建议我们可以读长部里面的这个大念珠经或者这个 大涅槃经是有这个故事性的。那 另外一个方式也是先读沙赖的书，因为沙赖的书通常是根据一部经典来写的，或者在那一本书沙赖会采取不同的这个经典来讲解那个内容，所以这样的话读那杂类的书，我们再回去看那个经典，就会比较容易明白了。
OK, if you understand Chinese, I would like to encourage you to join our class. Now open for registration, beginning class. If you know Chinese, if you join the beginning class, then later on, after 6 months later, then you upgrade to secondary intermediate class. Then after you follow the highest class, then Abhidhamma. It may take you 2 years. So after 2 years, you may feel that, your knowledge suddenly increase in leaps and bounds. That's what they told me one. I don't attend the course, I don't know. But those who attended one now feel that, their knowledge suddenly increase in leaps and bounds. And one of my students said that she just attained one novitiate program, you know. Then they have different teacher teach them. Then after that program, she told me that only now I know so much. After attending other people's course, then she realized she knows so many things already. Without comparison, sometimes you do not know. With comparison, then you know.
假如你懂得中文的话，师父建议你参加这个 FEMC 的这个网上的这个佛学班或者这个研修班，或者他们也叫读书会了这个初级班即将要开始，那上完初级会有中级、高级那很多学生是有反馈给师父，就是他们参加了这个佛学班他们的佛法的这个知识得到很大的这个进步大要进有一位学生他去参加这个短期出家那他发现他的这个佛法的他所懂的这个佛法已经是很多了，在那个短期出家的时候，所以一比较之下就可以发现到这个佛学班真的是对他有很大的帮助。
我这个佛学班呢，之前呢是由中国学生发起的，因为之前呢没有 COVID 之前哦，每一年都有去中国教禅嘛，所以很多中国学生、中国学员呢，他们的智慧肯定是比马来西亚强的。那我的教法呢，不是很浅的教法，所以我的教法是有一定的深度的啊。那中国学生他就因为他们智慧比较高嘛，所以他一听我的教法就非常的喜欢。那喜欢我又不能够长期住在中国，所以他们就开始组织这个我们叫这个研修班呢那就是听我的经，听完经过后大家讨论里面的内容，加深印象嘛。因为听完过后你只能够吸取可能50%，另外50%要经过讨论，不断的讨论，不断的加深印象的。所以我中国学生是他们带动了3-4年过后，马来西亚才开始的所以我的教法比较适合智慧比较好的，他一下子就能够怎么讲，就能够 appreciate， 能够珍惜这样的教法那现在呢，我们的这个课程就是马来西亚跟中国学生掺在一起的，当然有一些是美国的啊、加拿大的啊这个国际来的参加一些国际的这个研修会呢，可以打开你的视野，你才知道人家是多么的用功人家知道多么的精进， 忽然以为自己好像很用功了，没有比较就没有伤害，有比较你才知道哇，我还输别人很远了，这样还激起你的精进力嘛？啊，嗯。
The online classes were initiated by Saleh's students from China. When Saleh has been teaching the meditations in China for many years. So, and her students in China actually they focus more on the wisdom part, and their wisdom in general is stronger than the students in Malaysia. So when they learn the teaching from Saleh, they really like the teaching, but Saleh can't really travel there very frequently and teach them. So they form this kind of online classes. So started from there, they actually, the classes run in the form that everybody will listen to Saleh's Dharma talk, and then we'll discuss, and then through all this discussion and reasoning, it will actually deepen the understanding and the impression on the teaching. So, and this kind of classes is the participants are coming from different countries, not only China, Malaysia, or there are some other countries as well. So it's kind of international level of study group. So we can learn from each other, and that's a very good way to learn.
So if you are interested, because I don't have English class, so if you are interested in English, you should persuade Brother Fu to start an English one. Because there's nobody help me to initiate the class. Therefore, I just, don't do the English one. If you really have that desire, you push Brother Fu. Okay, any other question? No question. Okay, then no question, never mind. Keep for tomorrow also can.
Yeah? Hello. 师父，我想问你东西一下，就是我也是有看你一点点的书，然后我就是想问，因为我在打坐的时候，我发现到很多时候我一打坐我就会感受身体好像很痒很痛这样子，然后我要怎样子去解决这个问题？我有看你的书，可能他是讲要把这个东西观成是无常的，但是我好像说，就像我知道是一个我知道是一个不好的一个恶兽，但是我没有办法去解决它，我要怎样子去做？
你是说一坐下来身体很多痛是吗？那你不能没有办法忍受这些痛，
但不能太久，
不能 OK， 因为你们不习惯打坐，你们不习惯打坐，所以要一下子坐这么长的时间呢、是很多痛的，再加上如果你们的意志力不够坚强的话，那个痛是更加难受，所以打坐也是要靠很强的意志力的，我以前在缅甸打坐，我坐8个小时都是关痛的。痛了一个，再一个，意志力很重要的啊！意志力你能够忍痛，你就可以做了。你意志力很薄弱，你不是很能够珍惜这个禅修这样好的一个机缘的话呢，因为你们还很年轻嘛，所以一般上年轻人不太能够耐痛。现在年轻人不太能够耐痛，我们是老一辈的人所以我们当初我们年轻的时候，我们那一辈是比较辛苦的。现在的年轻人，我们叫富二代所以他们的生活，他们的 stress come from 读书，但是不像我们读书也有很多了。以前我们那一代，所以我们的耐力比较强 ，stamina 意志力都是比较强的再加上如果 我们自己也很珍惜这个禅修这样的机缘的话呢，啊，我们就可以更加能够耐痛，啊。然后，如果你真的不行的话呢，你可以先从坐椅子开始。啊，坐椅子就是因为你们还没有长期，而且在家里你完全都没有训练过的啊。我们是在家每一天都要做一个小时嘛，那你在家都完全没有训练过，来到这边哇，一下子又要做，一下子又要做，肯定是很多痛的。这个我可以理解，所以为了克服这样的问题的话呢，你可以坐在椅子上，嗯，一通了，比如说你耐到能耐到20分钟过后，30分钟不能了，剩下30分钟你去坐椅子，嗯，你要观无常。虽然我的教法是观无常，但是要观痛为无常是很难做到的。嗯，他明明在那边痛得很，你叫我观无常，他又没有灭去，哦，所以你会觉得说，哎呀，师父讲的道理对还是不对呀，啊？所以一般上呢，我不教别人观对这个痛观无常，但是我教他们对这个痛观不是我的。你说不是我的，明明是我的，我在痛哎。其实呢，如果你把他那个痛当作是我的话呢，你是会痛得更严重的。痛得更厉害，为什么？因为你 grasping， 你紧握着这个痛是我的，所以它会痛得更严重。所以你观啊，这个痛不是我的啊，是因缘生法啊，是不是我的？不是我的呢，那个痛也会减轻。它减轻是因为你不再执着那个痛是我的，它自然就会减轻一点，还没有到完全消失的阶段。所以以后痛来你就管了，不是我的，不是我的。但是你的内心说明明是我的也没有关系，啊，因为你第一次学嘛，第一次学了，明明是我的痛，我在痛，为什么不是我的啊？这些问题都会出现的。但是所以有时候修行要对老师讲的东西有信心了，啊，太多疑惑的话是不能的哈，啊，不是我的，不是我的哈，啊。然后你会觉得你的痛会减轻一点了，因为你不再执着它是我的话，那个痛就好像跟你脱离关系了。当他跟你脱离关系呢，就像是不是你的了，啊，会有这样的效果，啊，所以要多做几次，你就可以看到这个效果。再不行的话，到了你已经无法再忍了，再忍下去就要起生气了，啊，就要自己生气的时候，你就去后面坐椅子，坐椅子是不会痛的，啊，一般上呢，我第一次去美国的时候，他们打坐的时候都是坐椅子的，诶，我说哎呦，还有坐椅子的打坐，我还是第一次知道。后来他们坐在椅子上呢，也可以修到很好的定，甚至可以进入加纳。所以那一次开始，我就觉得，如果痛是你的障碍，那我们坐椅子就不痛咯，这样对你修定是有一定的帮助。好啊，所以痛来的时候你不要观无常啊，然后你也不要坐这么久了，虽然我们叫你坐一个小时，你尽量不要坐这么久，因为你们在家里没有时常修行，所以要一个姿势要熬到一个小时，而且等一下另外一个小时又要再继续，等一下再过来又要整天都要再熬那个脚的话呢，是很难忍受的，啊，所以你就学会坐椅子了，嗯，可能坐椅子了没有痛了，你反而能够专注下来，反而能够修到很好的定，啊，不过你先试一下哈，啊，一通开始来，你就正念，然后知道痛，然后知道痛，然后默念哈，哎，这痛不是我的，啊，痛不是我的，啊，是因缘生法，因缘生法，因缘生法，不是我的因缘生法，一直念，一直念，啊，然后你会慢慢感觉到那个痛比较可以忍受了，因为你把它分离了嘛，你把痛跟我分离。过后痛就比较能够忍受，啊，那忍受到你，可以忍受的程度了，直到完全不能忍受，你就坐起来，站起来去坐椅子。OK， 好，那如果以后你要来禅修，不要这么痛的话呢，你要在家里，要每天都要坐一个小时。嗯，对你来讲可能一个小时太多，你从20分钟开始，因为你们是学生嘛，啊，20分钟开始过后。然后慢慢的一个礼拜过后30分钟，或者一个月过后再增加40分钟，你不要 增加太快，不要在很短时间增加很多分钟，你痛是很难的，你因为那个身体还不习惯那个 posture， 还不习惯那个姿势，它一定是很痛的，等到它习惯了过后它就不会痛了。另外一点呢，其实这个禅修对学生是很好的，因为它集中嘛，当你的精神集中的话呢，你不用一直去温习功课了，老师讲一遍过后，因为你很集中在听，有正念，很集中在听，你就全部记得了。你的正念很好的话 ，memory， 正念也是 memory 的一种，记忆的一种。你正念很好的话，你全部记得了，那回去你就不用一直在温习功课了，不用把太多时间花在温习功课。啊，所以每天打坐呢，可以加强你的记忆力，可以加强你的吸收力。我们不能吸收，是因为我们心很散乱。老师讲话的时候，我们50%是在打妄念的，所以50%我们根本没有听到老师讲什么，因此回来要努力的看书。但是如果你 100% 听老师讲的东西的话呢，你回来过后你就不用再看书了，所以对你们的学业是有很大的帮助。所以你要养成每天做20分钟先。好，这个很长的，不用翻译。这太长了，太啰嗦了。OK， 最后一个问题，来，那最后一个问题就很多人了，刚才这么不举手，
沈阿丽好，我想要确定一下我到底练的对不对，在我的 meditation，今天的，我就开始我就呼吸了，过后就像。在那讲的四个 step，到第三个 step 就看到它很短而已，然后它停，开始停，
微吸，
好，那个时候还没有到第四，我先因为在那讲第三组，看它起，还有它停了，然后再它走，然后再停下来，然后第四个 step 的时候就很短而已，好像的。
微吸咯，这个就是微吸，
但是还是可以注意得到啦。然后过后的时候就整一阵子过后再一直注意这个呼吸 continuous 这样注意过后呢，就会好像你的呼吸整个呢很舒服，就是跟你的周围 merge 在一起这样，
很好，
就是这样，好像一条线，一阵风这样的样子，
很好，
凉凉的。然后整个我只是整个身体没有感觉，好像没有身体了，
很好。
然后剩下眼睛还可以感觉得到和这个气息而已，还有一些就是手塌着那边觉得，其他我就没有觉得，然后我就过后有亮也好没亮我也不重要，因为在那里讲说专注在是不是在我在一直还是 continuous 的去注意那个呼吸就对了，
对，是
你这样，
是你做得很好，你看你的慈心禅也做得好，安那班那也做得好，
很开心，
你要继续做哈，很好。到这个阶段呢，微吸的时候呢，当你的有定力的时候呢，你感觉不到身体的，身体好像不见掉了啊，你感觉到很轻盈啊，因为定的关系身体变成很轻哈，然后呢对某些人呢，会有时会有光，有时没有光，我们都不去追求这个哈，万一有光来的时候呢，你也不要被吓到啊，因为有定就会有光，这是很自然的，你不要被吓到，也刚开始也不要去注意那个光，因为它来了它就会不见掉的，你的定还不够稳定呢，他光来跟你打一个招呼罢了，说哎呀你进步了，然后我来看你，然后他就走了，继续努力的话他就会再次拜访你啊，就会出现久一点，也是不要去理他，直到那个光稳定到20分钟过后你才去转去看光，但是这个需要一点时间，可能再需要4-5天啊，甚至一个礼拜的时间，看个人的波罗蜜了哈，有的人可以很快，有的人是要花一点时间，那个光才可以 stable。好，你先不要去理那光哈，不要被这个光 distract 到哈，很好 ，very good， 你 shortcut 就好了，其实 shortcut 就好了，重点就好了。
Our sister has a very good experience. She went through stage 3 and stage 4 of Anapanasati, and she can't really feel her body. She felt her her breath actually unite with her surrounding. So it's a very good experience. But she didn't see the light. So Saleh said actually it's a very good experience. She has achieved certain stage of jhana. So maybe later on she can see the light, but the light is not the most important. When the light come, then just not at it. But for the beginners, the light may not come and stay there for long. So and she might need longer time, and that depends on different conditions. Sare encouraged her to continue the practice.
I think since we talked about light, let me explain a little bit now. In case when you go back home and practice, and when you see the light, you don't get so panic, right? But to tell you, the light is also this disadvantage, because when I tell you you will see the light, then you start to wait for light. Why no light? Until now, no light. I've been practicing here already. Why no light? This become an obstacle for you. So anything is a coin. There's a pro and con. But so long you know how to deal with it positively, then knowledge will not harm you. Okay? So when your mind comes to very deep concentration, the body become very light, like floating in the sky, you don't have to open the eye and check. It's a natural, it's a product of concentration. Body become very light. You cannot feel the body at all. Then only breathing. Sometimes, and the light come. Okay, the light and nimitta are two different things. If the light come from above, above the head, this is called light, not nimitta. So we don't care. We don't care, just know, but we don't get distracted by the light. But after some time, if you develop even more concentration, the light will appear here, around the nostril. The best one is come out from the nostril. When you breathe out, the light come out. When you breathe in, the light go in. This is the 100% nimitta. But most people do not experience that way. They only see the light here. Okay, here also nimitta. So long the light is around the nostril, is called nimitta. So long the light is far away from the nostril, is called light, not nimitta. Okay? So, first appearance, the light is not stable. Come and go. Come and go. Maybe 1 second, 2 second, 3 second, then go again. So you don't even know whether it's real or not. But should not be distracted by the light and should not have doubt. Okay? As you keep concentrating on your breathing, then the concentration develop further, the light will stay longer. Maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and become more brighter. Some people see different color. Color is not important. But for most people, first is like gray color. And when concentration developed, it become white color. Then when the concentration developed even further, it become diamond color. We call very bright, transparent, like crystal, like diamond. Sometimes like sun. Like the sun shine on your face, then you become very uncomfortable. Because previously no light. Suddenly the sun like shine on you, you are not used to it. So you may even shed your tears. All this can happen, man. Okay? Then, next question. When can I see the light? So when the light is moving around, appear and disappear, then you should ignore the light. Until the light becomes stable, what does it mean, stable? It means that it stays there for about 20 minutes. Never disappear, never change form. Always stable, never disappear, never change form. Then we call stable already. It may take 1 or 10 days to make it stable. It wouldn't become stable so quick. So after stable already, In order to deepen your concentration, now you don't concentrate on your breathing. You concentrate on the light, on the nimitta. You forget about your breathing, but you put your attention on the nimitta. Then your mind and the nimitta will blend together. Then you will go into deep concentration. But first time when you go to deep concentration, it will not last long. It may last 20 minutes, then you like come out, your mind separate from the nimitta again. I mean the concentration breaks a little bit again. It wouldn't take, for the first time when you get concentration, the concentration will not last long. You need practice more and more, then concentration will last longer and longer. Okay? So this, if you continue anapanasati and if you have the parami, you will experience what I say. But if you practice again and no light, it doesn't mean that you don't have parami also. It may take longer time. No? Or anapanasati may not suitable for you also. Buddha teach so many methods. Why Buddha want to teach so many methods? Because Buddha also know anapanasati may not suitable for everyone. Some people practice metta, he gain better concentration. Some people, I have one student, she practice anapana, never make progress. But when she practice four elements meditation, wow, she make very good progress. And then after she make good progress in four elements meditation, she come back to anapanasati and then she attain jhana. Therefore, if you have been practicing very many, many years of anapanasati and yet no progress, then I can guarantee you this may not be suitable for you. Then you change to another one which is more suitable for you. Then you may ask, how I know which one is suitable for you? Nobody knows, only Buddha knows. So you have to keep on trying. Keep on trying different method, and when you practice that method, you feel very comfortable, very easy. Then this is the one you practice in your past life. So if you pick up, if you choose the one you have been practicing in your past life, and in your past life, if you have already attained jhana, and now you choose the one, then easily you can attain jhana. Okay?
师父有在解释这个进一步解释这个光，就因为我们会去练习这个阿那巴那，可能会见到光，那个时候可能会有这个焦虑，但是不知道怎样去看待这个光，所以沙利是先教我们怎样去看到光，要怎样去进一步休息。这样讲的话，可能有些人会期待这个光，但是这个是沙利说是不能够期待的。所以当我们修这个阿那巴那这个露出习念，当我们的这个定力达到一定的程度的时候，我们很有可能会见到光，就是有两种情况，一个是光出现在我们的头上，在外面的比较远的地方，那这个不属于禅相。那假如我们的光是在我们的这个鼻孔的周围，然后这个光会随着我们的这个习，从我们的这个鼻孔出去的时候，这个习是这个光的这个相状，或者它进去的时候是这个光的这个相状，在我们鼻孔的这个周围，它就是属于这个禅相。一般上这个禅相出现的时候，它开始不是很稳定的，大概几秒钟的时间，所以我们不晓得那个是不是真的这个禅相。但是假如我们持续专注在这个露出习念，这个光呢它就会停留比较长的时间，然后这个光呢它 一开始可能一般上哈，是这个灰色的，大多数人会看到是这个黑色灰色的。那有些人会看到不同的颜色了，但是这个都不是最重要的。但这个光呢，它会从灰色慢慢的，当我们的定力加深的时候，它会变成这个白色。那这个定力再进一步加深，它会变成这个钻石般的这个非常非常亮跟这个透明这样的一种光，就好像这个太阳很亮，突然间照在我们的这个脸上，有时候它会导致我们的眼泪也流下来，这个就是更深的这个禅定所带来的这个光。所以什么时候我们会
什么时候要去注意那个
光？什么时候要注意那一个光？就是当这个光很平稳的时候，它就是那个光很稳的出现，大概20分钟或更长，然后那个光它并没有改变它的这个相状，它不会改变它的形状和颜色，这个就是很稳的。所以当这个很平稳的这个禅相出现的时候，我们就要把这个注意力从那个呼吸转到注意在这一个禅相上面。可能在开始这个禅相它不会很久，可是当我们的这个定力慢慢开展的时候，我们就可以它就会比较稳定，那个时间会持续的比较久，那我们就可以比较长时间跟这个禅相住在一起，那一般上假如我们修这个露出习念有所进展的话，我们都会看到这个光。假如没有的话，那可能这一个安般念不是一个适合我们的这个方法，因为这个安般念未必是适合每一个人的方法。所以佛陀他有教导很多不同的这个禅修方法，沙利有位学生是修这个安般念没有什么进展，然后他就修这个世界分别观，然后他就得到很好的这个进步，然后他再回去修这个安般念，他很快的就修到这个禅定。那我们怎么知道这个方法是最适合我们的方法呢？只有佛陀会知道。但是假如那个方法我们去练习过后，它很容易让我们上手，那就表示说我们过去是有学过这个方法的，或者这个方法很快让我们达到这个禅定，它也是一个适合我们的这个方法。所以我们自己要去尝试，看哪一个方法是最适合我们自己的。
Okay, enough for today. Again, we will do puja now.